And now the game where we invite on talented people and utilize none of those talents. It's really a waste of everybody's time when you think about it. Our guest, comedian Maz Jobrani, is one of the founding members of the Axis of Evil comedy tour. You might have seen him on TV, on Better Off Ted, or Curb Your Enthusiasm, or 24. His DVD, Maz Jobrani, Brown and Friendly, is out now. Maz Jobrani, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thanks for having me.
How are you?
Great.
So let's cut right to the chase. You're Iranian.
Yes, I am.
You lead with that.
Well, it's good for people to know.
Yeah.
Then when I start talking about growing up Iranian, they know why I'm talking about it.
Right. You were born in Iran?
I was born in Iran. I was there till I was six. Uh-huh. And then I moved to Bay Area, grew up in Northern California in a city called Tiburon.
Oh, sure. Tiburon's beautiful.
Yeah, I had a tough childhood.
You did?
Yeah.
Do you remember? I mean, I know you were just six, and that was a long time ago for all of us, but do you remember making the transition and coming to America for the first time?
You know, one of the first memories I have, we stopped in New York for a little bit, and I remember going to Macy's with my mom.
Yeah.
And I was a big fan of the color orange.
Mm-hmm.
And they had Snoopy orange gloves, hat, and scarf, and I bought it, and it was the best thing ever. I loved America right there.
That right there. Because yeah. You had Snoopy at Macy's.
Should we be sending some of that stuff out over there to Middle East?
Make
you think?
Friends.
Would that help?
Mm-hmm. Now,
you dropped some orange Snoopy stuff. You got them.
So you talk in your act about your parents. They were traditional in many ways. What did they think about your choice of career?
Well, you know, a lot of immigrant parents, especially Middle Eastern parents, want you to be a lawyer or a doctor.
Yeah.
So when I told them that I wanted to be a comedian,
yeah.
My mom said, "That sounds like you said lawyer." Yeah, but then she would encourage me and said, "Listen, why don't you become a lawyer and you can tell jokes during the trial?"
But, I mean, was it tough? I mean, did you feel, I don't know, guilt? Did you worry if you could make this work? Being a comedian is a tough job, whether or not
you know what, actually, what happened was, I actually, when I finally told her I was going to go and be an actor and a comedian, she got so desperate, she would suggest jobs that I should look into just as a backup.
Yeah.
And she would base it on the last guy who came to our house to fix something. I swear, I'm not kidding. Like, I came home one time, she's like, "Have you thought about being a washing machine fixer guy?" she's like, "You could save me money and make a little money as well."
Your mom sounds like the toughest room you've ever worked, probably.
You know what? She was the toughest room, and what's crazy now, she's the biggest fan. So now
really?
She comes over to the house, and she goes, "You know, I need some of your T-shirts for my neighbor. I need a couple of DVDs." I'm like, "Mom, this stuff costs." She's like, "I'm your mother. Just give it to me."
So you're doing ethnic humor here in the United States. Ethnic humor is ethnic humor. But you've actually gone to the Middle East with your act, right?
Yeah. You know, in the end of 2007, me and the other guys from the Axis of Evil Comedy Tour, Ahmed Ahmed and Aaron Cater, we all went out to the Middle East, did a tour. We did all these sold-out shows. It was amazing. In Jordan, we did a show where the King of Jordan showed up.
Really?
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Wow. What did the King of Jordan think?
I think he was laughing. He invited us to the palace, and we weren't, thrown in prison or anything. You know, actually, what's funny about what you just said is in some of the places you do shows, like in Dubai, you actually have to submit your set to the censors.
Yeah.
And a few times it happened where I was writing out my set, and when you're writing out your set as a comedian, you're like, "Wow, this doesn't read as funny as it plays when I'm doing it, live."
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, now they're going to take this set that's been written out that's not as funny already, and then they're going to translate it to Arabic so the censors can understand it.
Right.
And they might not approve us just based on, "This is not funny. Why would they?"
Yeah, exactly. You do stuff about all the different cultures of the Middle East, right? Like Egyptians versus Syrians versus Iranians?
Yeah, I do. You know, a lot of that stuff works better in the Middle East where they know about the different...
All right, so give me an example. I want you to give me an example of a kind of joke that would absolutely kill playing on the subtle but important funny differences in the Middle East, and I want you to do it for
okay.
us. All right?
Okay, I'm going to try. Like, for example, I was recently in Beirut.
Yes.
And they said that because the Lebanese and the Iranians are obsessed with plastic surgery. They love their plastic surgery.
Right.
So in Beirut, in Lebanon, you can actually get a loan from the bank for plastic surgery.
Okay.
So I don't know how that worked. I don't know if people are going in going like, yes, hi, I was going to remodel my house, but I've decided to remodel my wife. We were going to add a bathroom, but we're adding boobs.
Oh, well, it works out there.
I know, it works
totally
here.
It works. Yeah. That's great.
Now, is that what you do? Like, you're in Syria, you tell Jordanian jokes. You're in Jordan, you tell Egyptian jokes. You're in Egypt, you tell Saudi jokes.
Actually, you know what? A lot of times you tell jokes about the country you're in. They love laughing about themselves. Like, people love laughing about how horrible their traffic is. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like in Egypt, I always say, like, there should be a video game for traffic in the Middle East, and Egypt would be the most advanced level.
Oh, absolutely. I've been there. I know what you mean. It's insane. Crossing the street is worth your life.
And they're so casual about everything. Like, last time I saw a little pickup truck with piles of garbage bags piled up like a pyramid.
Yeah.
But they weren't tied down, which made me realize the Egyptians are really good with holding things in places shaped like pyramids.
Yeah.
But just to show off how cocky they were, there was a guy sitting on top of the pile of garbage, and he was combing his hair.
Hey, you gotta look good.
Wow.
You gotta look good. And I was like, what is he expecting to meet somebody up there? Like, you know.
Maybe he found his comb there.
Yeah. He's been looking for that comb for years, and he found it in the top of the pile of garbage. Well, welcome to the show, Muzz. We have asked you here to play a game we're calling...
Here, let me open that bottle for you. Ow!
That was very moving, actually. That was drama.
I hope that was in the script.
It was. It's merely the power of his acting, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
What he's trying to get at is that professional baseball players are elite athletes. They demonstrate strength and skill and flexibility that sometimes seems superhuman, which raises the question, why do they keep injuring themselves in really dumb ways? We're going to ask you three questions about the odd ways in which baseball players have hurt themselves just in this season alone. And if you get two questions right, you'll win a prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice on their voicemail. Carl, who's comedian Maz Jobrani playing for?
Maz is playing for Edward Pape of San Antonio, Texas.
All right, you ready to play?
I'm ready to do this.
Okay, just a few weeks ago, Jeff Blum of the Houston Astros landed on the 15-day disabled list when he injured himself doing what? A, answering his cell phone, B, putting on his shirt, or C, snoring?
Oh, boy. I'm going to go because I've actually... I've cramped up before putting on clothes.
Really?
Yeah, this has happened to me. So I'm going with shirt.
You're right. That's what he did. He was putting it on. Wow. Felt a pop. Ended up missing some games. He was diagnosed with floating bodies in his arm. Next question. Left fielder Chris Coughlin of the Florida Marlins is out for 6 to 8 weeks. He hurt his leg trying to do something for another teammate. What was it? A, hit him in the face with a shaving cream pie. B, he was trying to get a female fan's phone number for him from someone in the stands. Or C, he put pepper in that other player's underwear.
Pepper in the other player's underwear,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, he ended up getting hurt.
Yeah, I don't know how you'd hurt your feet doing that.
Oh, you're not thinking.
I'm going to go with the pie in the face. They seem to do that a lot.
They do that a lot. And when he did it, he hurt his leg. That's right. He came up to his teammate who had just hit the game-winning run. Mm-hmm. Pie in the face, tore his meniscus muscle.
Nice.
Last injury, the most ironic injury this season, happened to Kendry Morales of the Los Angeles Angels. He broke his leg, ending his season doing what? A, he was trying to stretch out his leg so that he would not injure it. B, he was celebrating a game-winning Grand Slam home run at home plate. Or C, he was trying to prevent a teammate from getting into a fight and thereby hurting himself.
Well, I got to tell you, on this one, I'm going to cheat a little because I happened to be watching ESPN just the other day.
Yeah.
And they were showing the stupid thing that happened there.
Yeah.
It was the Grand Slam.
You're right. That's what happened. Aww. You know what happens, right? Player hits a game-winning home run. He runs around the bases. The tradition is the other players gather to greet him in a pile at home plate. Kenji Morales running in, so happy. He jumps up in the air to land amidst his teammates, and he falls straight down to the ground. And then the other players are going, dude, what's up, dude? He's out for the season. Carl, how did Maz Jobrani do on our show?
Maz had 3 correct answers, Peter, so he wins for Edward Pape.
Well done. Woo-hoo. Congratulations. That was done masterfully. Thank you very much.
I'm happy I had a chance to do this. And Iran wasn't in the World Cup this year, but we got a victory today.
There you go. Makes up for him. Maz Jobrani's DVD, Maz Jobrani, Brown and Friendly, is out now. He's performing at the Pasadena Ice House August 27th and 28th. Go see him. You can find out more at MazJobrani.com. Maz, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks a lot, guys.